Today, I'd like to get legal. I'd like to talk about one of those huge myths about getting Spanish nationality. This episode is mostly applicable to people from the U.S. because I'm from the U.S. and this is a conversation I've had many times with many different people, but it might also be relevant to your case as well, depending on where you're from. So let's get into it. Today we're going to talk about the question, do you have to give up your U.S. citizenship to get Spanish nationality? The answer, as with many legal questions, is a bit complicated, kind of a yes and no, but mostly it's a no. Hey everybody, I'm Daniel Welsh, and welcome to Spain to Go, the best podcast in the entire multiverse for all things Spain. Let's just start with the usual disclaimer that I am not a lawyer, and you should definitely talk to a good lawyer before doing any sort of long bureaucratic process. I recommend, in fact, that you pay for a lawyer. A lot of people think they're going to get a free legal consultation, and it'll be just as good as paying someone competent. I'm sure that it could be under some circumstances, but I've had better luck finding a reputable and rather expensive lawyer and paying them for advice. That tends to work better than going and asking for free advice from some association for immigrants and stuff like that. So if you have the budget for it, get a good lawyer, not Pedro Jiménez, abogado del barrio. Anyway, what is up with getting a Spanish nationality? Well, for people from the USA, getting Spanish nationality takes quite a while. I've been in Spain for almost, 19 years, and I'm applying now. There's a long story behind that, but basically, if you want to get the nationality, you probably need 10 years of living legally in Spain before you can apply. And after that, it could still take quite a while for your nationality application to be granted. When I say a while, I mean a couple of years for the bureaucracy to work its magic. This is allegedly taking a little bit less time recently, but I will keep you informed. Like I said, I'm applying in just a few days, so I'll be able to have some more information about how long this process takes in any time between, 3 or 4 months and 3 or 4 years from now. So, like I said, 10 years of living legally in Spain before you can apply. This could be faster if you're married to a Spanish person. I believe being married to a Spanish person is the quickest way to applying for nationality. There's also the option of being born in a Latin American country or the Philippines or Equatorial Guinea, I believe, one of the former Spanish colonies. Spain has significant relations with their former colonies, and those processes, you can start them quicker, I think after 2 years. Keep in mind, of course, I'm not a lawyer, and all this could change depending on whatever the next government decides to do. Get a lawyer to tell you about it. I'm just a guy who does research online and talks to lawyers. But you can definitely do better by asking a real lawyer about your particular situation, which will be different. Anyway, to answer the question, what happens when you apply as a person from the US for Spanish nationality? Well, apparently, once you've gone through the long process, you have to claim that you're renouncing your other nationality when you do the Jura de Nacionalidad. You basically swear loyalty to the king and constitution, and that's just part of becoming a Spanish national. As part of the swearing loyalty to the king and constitution, you have to claim you're renouncing your other nationality. But according to what I've read, this is mostly a formality. They want you to say it or check a box on some form, but they're not going to follow you around and make sure you actually do it. Also, like I mentioned before, the citizens of Ibero-American countries, Iberian-American countries, Spanish-speaking countries in Latin America, we could say, as well as Portugal, the Philippines, Equatorial Guinea, and Andorra, don't have to renounce those nationalities when they get Spanish citizenship. And some countries, for example, Spain's southern neighbor, Morocco, have a nationality that is unrenounceable anyway. There are a lot of Moroccan people here in Spain. Presumably, they have to say the same thing, that they renounce their Moroccan nationality, but there's nothing they can do about that afterwards because you can't renounce a Moroccan nationality. So like I said, it's complicated. You are technically required to say that you renounce your citizenship, but it is a bit longer of a story. So the big rumor that goes around is that you're going to be somehow stripped of your U.S. citizenship if you apply for the Spanish citizenship. I'm using the words citizenship and nationality interchangeably here. As far as I know, they're the same thing, but it's a legal thing, and there's probably some nuance that I haven't picked up on because I am not a lawyer. Anyway, will you be automatically stripped of your U.S. passport, for example, if you get Spanish nationality? No. Or at the very least, it seems extremely, extremely unlikely. The State Department website, which changes a lot, so I can't guarantee that this exact phrasing is on there now, but when I looked at it, it was this that it said. U.S. law does not mention dual nationality or require a person to choose one nationality or another. A U.S. citizen may naturalize in a foreign state without any risk to his or her U.S. citizenship. However, persons who acquire a foreign nationality after age 18 by applying for it may relinquish their U.S. nationality if they wish to do so. So that is from the State Department, state.gov, and I quoted it on June 22nd, 2023, so just a couple of months ago. That bit doesn't seem likely to change, but who knows. As it turns out, there are actually ways you can lose your U.S. citizenship. Mostly, they're things you're probably not going to do here in Spain, though. You can lose your U.S. citizenship if you run for a public office in a foreign country under some circumstances. All of this is from the State Department website, by the way, including the under some circumstances bit. Some circumstances is a bit ambiguous, so just what I get from that is that just running for public office in a foreign country does not mean you will be losing your U.S. citizenship. You could also lose your U.S. citizenship if you do military service in a foreign country under some circumstances. I think that under some circumstances is that that country is also hostile to the U.S. You could, if you apply for citizenship in a foreign country with the intention of giving up U.S. citizenship, that is the important part, with the intention of giving up U.S. citizenship. And you could also lose your U.S. citizenship if you commit treason against the United States. Please don't commit treason. I would never recommend that you do something like that. So I've looked into it. I wrote a new article yesterday about people who actually give up U.S. citizenship because apparently it's a growing number, but it's not a huge number. Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister of the UK, had U.S. citizenship, which he gave up. He had U.S. citizenship because he was born in the U.S. His parents were working there. He was born there. He lived there until he was about 5 years old and then went back to the UK. He gave up U.S. citizenship because the IRS was pursuing him for capital gains taxes on selling a house in London. He paid the tax because you have to pay the tax. You have to pay all your taxes before you can renounce your citizenship. So he paid it and then he renounced his citizenship, presumably to get the IRS off his back in future situations like that. He went on the record, Boris Johnson did, saying that it's absolutely ridiculous that the U.S. will pursue people who were accidentally born in the U.S. for, you know, financial transactions 50 years later that did not happen in the U.S. at all. But there's a whole organization of accidental Americans, they're called, who are trying to deal with this issue, campaigning, suing the U.S. government, etc. It's a thing. Anyway, most people who renounce their U.S. citizenship or lose their U.S. citizenship only do so in order to go back to their original home countries and become prime minister or something like that. Or they do it for tax reasons, or they do it because they were discovered to have been Nazi war criminals in the 1940s and are stripped of their citizenship. This is probably not your case. All of which brings us to the part about renouncing. This is the only slightly ambiguous part, but it's not really all that ambiguous. You can lose your U.S. citizenship if you apply for citizenship in a foreign country with the intention of giving up U.S. citizenship. Because apparently, if you're doing it for some other reason, you're okay as far as the U.S. is concerned. The State Department does not have an office full of people sitting around trying to guess your intentions. So if you want to give up your U.S. citizenship, you have to go to a U.S. consulate in some other country to swear in front of the consul that you're intentionally renouncing your U.S. citizenship. As long as you don't go to the consulate to swear that you're renouncing your U.S. citizenship, you should be fine. And even then, you have to make an appointment with the embassy, have two separate interviews to convince them that it's something you really want, and you have to pay some large fee. The fee that the Association of Accidental Americans or whatever is suing the government about is 2,300 euros or $2,300, I believe. Approximately that. It's a lot of money. So you're not just going to lose your citizenship for no reason. There are, of course, some extreme cases. If you go become a full citizen of North Korea, which is openly hostile to the US, you might set off some alarm bells back in America. And if Spain goes to war with the US, which has happened before, after all, and you decide to become an admiral in the Spanish Armada, well, good luck keeping your U.S. passport. Other than that, though, you should probably be fine. So, U.S. and Spanish double nationality is possible. Maybe not officially, but people do it. You're not going to automatically lose your U.S. nationality if you apply for the Spanish one. If you feel like renouncing, though, I guess you can. I know a few people from the U.S. who have gotten Spanish nationality, and they're doing fine. A lot of people from Latin America and the Philippines do it as well. The main thing is I encourage you to do some research and get a good lawyer before jumping into these things. Don't base your life on something you heard from a guy at the dog park or at a pub quiz. You should actually take the time to read some government websites if your Spanish is good enough. And as I've suggested many, many times before, get a real good lawyer. The bureaucracy is never going to end, so you might as well get used to it. That's about all I've got for today. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. Like I said, in just a couple of days, I'll personally be putting in my own papers for the Spanish nationality. I don't want to get my hopes up about the timetable here. I'm just going to expect it could take 2 or 3 years because that's what it's been taking for people up to now. But allegedly they've digitized the whole system and it's working a bit faster now. My lawyer also suggests that things are happening more quickly than they used to. I'll keep you updated about the process. It's been quite an adventure so far. All the background checks and birth certificates and things like that. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of articles and podcasts about bureaucracy lately. I guess that's just how my life is going these days. I spend a lot of time on it, but hopefully in a couple of months I'll be done provisionally with bureaucracy and I can move on to more interesting topics. As usual, you can support this podcast, expatmadrid.com/donate. You can go to expatmadrid.com to write me an email. You can enter your email to receive my updates on the blog, the podcast, the YouTube channel Learn Spanish with Daniel, where I teach Spanish to English speakers. Basically, the title says it all. And nada más por hoy. Follow me on Instagram if you'd like. I'm Daniel Welsh, W-E-L-S-C-H. Go to Amazon and buy some copies of my books for your Spanish-speaking friends who might want to learn English. There's lots of ways you can support, and I appreciate you for listening. Anyway, until next time, and hasta la próxima. Bye.